The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shmuz Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara is discussing the klal of Moedei B'Miktzos, and halacha is, we know that every Moedei B'Miktzos, Reuven claims that Shimon owes him $1,000, and Shimon says, Chamsin Yodana, 500 I agree to, Chamsin Lo Yodana, the other 500 I don't remember, I don't know, I have no recollection. The halacha is that he's a Mechuy Yeshua, since he was a Moedei B'Miktzos, he's a Mechuy Yeshua, and since he's any Yochel Veshama, the halacha is Mishalim. He will be Mechuy to pay the other 500. Even though he wasn't caught in a lie, but since there was a partial admission, and the Torah made that partial admission strong enough to be mechayev and meshvua on the other 500, so now he'll be mechayev to pay if he's not willing or if he's not able to make that shvua. The Gemara, discussing this halacha towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, says, the Tani Rabbi Ami, shvuas Hashem tia ben shneihem, it's talking about shvuas moedei b'miktzos, v'loi ben hayoshim. And the Gemara explains that means Mona La'aba Biyado Vicho. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, I know that my father was owed $1,000 by your father. Omale, the Yorushim said to him, Chamsin Yadana, Chamsin Lo Yadana. We know that our father owed $500, we don't know about the other 500. The halacha is that the Yorushim are, even though they're avoided to be mixers, are potter from paying the rest of the value. What's the pshat in this halacha? Why should not the Yorushim be considered also Mechuy Yeshua? They are indeed Moedei B'Miktzos. Why should they not have the din of Mitech Shnei Yochel Lishov Mishalim? So the Ravid has a shita in the whole halacha of Moedei B'Miktzos, which he bases on his understanding of this Gemara. The Ravid tells us in Hilchos Sheila Perakei Halacha Vov, a shomer was given, somebody was given something to watch. A shomer was given 100 pounds of apples to watch. The person asked him to take a kriyas. He said he would. He's a shomer chinam. He had a big storehouse of apples. In order not to take up too much room, he just mixed the 100 pounds of apples together with the apples that were his. If he knew for sure that it was 100 pounds, it wouldn't be a problem. The problem was when the mafkid, the owner of the apples, came back and claimed his possession. He said, okay, I'll give you a container of apples. He said, that wasn't all that I owed you. He says, I don't remember that it was more. I remember that it was a container. I don't remember if it was a smaller container or a bigger container. So look, he's the same thing as a chamsin yadana, chamsin lo yadana. He admits to partial guilt. Well, let's say the item was stolen, and it's not agreed upon how much was stolen. And he says, I know that so much and so much was stolen. How do I know that the Pekodim included more than that? The Rambam says in Hilchos Sheila, and it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch Simon Reish Tzadik Beis, that he's considered to be a Moedei B'Miktzos. The Ravid argues. The Ravid says in Hilchos Sheila that the concept behind Chamsin Yadana, Chamsin Lo Yadana is only when we have an inkling that the person is not telling the truth. The person comes to the bed and he's today, Shimon is today, Reuven owes him $100. Reuven says, 50 I'm moited to. 50? I don't remember. There's at least somewhat of an outside chash. There's reason to believe that maybe he's holding back something. 50 doesn't mind paying. He has it, the other 50 doesn't have. So he denies the other 50. What do you mean you don't remember? What does it mean you don't know? Therefore, as the Ravid says, since his Iarume Komarin, he's trying to be sly, he's trying to play a trick, so he wants to deny the 50, the second 50 of the Koyv, because he's only willing, or he only has $50 to pay back the Malka. Therefore, the Halacha is Mechuy Yeshua, and if he's any Yochel Neshama, halacha b'Yerushalayim. But over here, where a person clearly mixed Paris in together, there was no negligence. I mean, maybe there was negligence on mixing the Paris in. He's not supposed to do that, but there was no negligence in not knowing how much was there. The stuff was dumped together with his stuff. It was stolen, or he doesn't remember how much was given to him in the first place. We have no real chash that what he's saying is a lie. The story is true. Being that he mixed the pairs together, he pasha doesn't know how much was in the barrel that was given to him by the mafkid. Therefore, the rabbit says, since there's no shash mishaker, there's no din of mitar sheni yochel shav mishalom. The Rambam is not mechaling, and that's the halacha. The Rambam feels that the halacha is mechui yeshua and yochel shav, because since the halacha is that he's mechui yeshua, inherent in every chiyuv shvua midaraisa is that if he's not going to swear, if he's not going to testify on the oath that this is what happened or this is how much he owes, then he'll be mechui to pay. Built into every shmur is a chiv tashlumin if the person is mechuyev shmur in any yochel or any roitz al lishon. So the Ravid, in defense of his position, his understanding of the din of mitar sheni yochel lishon mishalom, the Rishonim point out that he has a very big smach ledover from Yoshim. Even though Yoshim, in the case that we presented before, are mechuyev shmur in yochel lishon, still the halacha is that they are not mechuyev to be mishalom. Why is that? When to arrive at the explanation is very clear. Since there's no chash that the Yoshim are lying, we understand the Yoshim really don't know what was going on in the father's bank account. We don't know; they don't know their father's personal chayvus. So therefore, they know maybe that the father owed $50. It's reasonable when they say they don't know whether it's true that they really tell the truth. The question is, how does the Rambam understand this Gemara? According to Rambam, the halacha is a central halacha that every mechuyev shvur, if he's any yochel shav, has to pay. What does it have to do with whether there's a chash that he's been mishaker or not? So the Ritva explains in the Gemara by us that the halacha that we have, that Yorshim don't have the din of mechuyev shvur, then yochel shav is a new halacha by a Yorish. And he explains as follows. That when Toyin V'Nitin is based on the concept, when Reuven and Shimon are arguing, are having it out on a claim, then when there's a certain, we explained this concept a few shiurim ago, that when there's a certain amount of give on the Nitva's part, Reuven is to pay Shimon $100. Shimon is masking that Reuven's claim is justified. I admit that I owe $50. Therefore, there's already somewhat of a basis to substantiate, to justify Reuven's claim in total of $100. Since Reuven's claim was justified by Shimon himself, therefore there's grounds to give legitimacy to his claim. Therefore, if Shimon says, I don't know, since Reuven's claim was legitimized by Shimon himself, and on the other half of the tefillah Shimon is saying, I don't know, therefore Shimon will be mechuyev. Ma she'en gin by Yoshim, says the Ritva. If two people are in a din Torah, and Reuven is not claiming that he's owed on, Reuven is claiming that his father was owed $100 by Shimon's father. Is Shimon over here a party to the real issue of what happened? That when he says, 50 I know about, 50 I don't know about, that's substantiating Reuven's claim? Is there a real give and take over here between Reuven and Shimon? Shimon doesn't really know what was going on in his father's bank account. Shimon only says, yes, my father mentioned that he owes $50 to him. It could be that that Shimon will have to give the $50, but we can't look at Shimon's admission of owing the money from his father's Yerusha as substantiating Reuven's claim. And therefore, even if the Rambam holds that mechuyev shvur b'ani yochel lishon is mechuyev b'chol oif, and that's only where the claim is substantiated by what the Nitva himself says. Where the Nitva is a Yerush, and the Yerush doesn't know, and the Yerush has no way of knowing, that even his admission that yes, Reuven is right about the $50 is not considered substantiating Reuven's claim, and therefore he's not mechuyev on the other 50. There is no din of mechuyev shvur b'ani yochel lishon, and that is the pshat that exists of Shua Sashem Tia Ben Shteh Veloi Ben Hayosh. There's another point that the Rishonim make in regard to this Likud of Yorshim, that the admission of Yorshim is not considered to be substantiating the claim of the Tevea. This goes another step. And this is the halacha of any day in Pratikha. We know that the halacha is that whenever Reuven and Shimon are in a dispute about whether a choyv that was previously owned is still owned, Reuven says that the choyv is still outstanding, Shimon says, I paid you up. So the halacha is that Shimon doesn't have to pay. What happens if Shimon says, any day in Pratikha, the halacha is that since the choyv was definite, the choyv was definitely here, Reuven says the choyv still exists, so we have a choyv vadei b'fonein, and Shimon says, I don't know. I think, maybe, could be I paid you up. The halacha is that Shimon will be mechuyv to pay. Since the choyv is outstanding, and we have no clear way of substantiating whether the choyv is paid up, Shimon will have to pay. However, this is only true of a bal choyv himself. What about Yorshi? Reuven comes to Shimon, and he says, your father, he comes to the children of Shimon, let's say, and he says that your father Shimon borrowed from me $100. The children say, we know about the choyv, yes, it's true, we heard that our father owed you money. We don't know, maybe he paid up. It's quite possible before he died, he settled his affairs, he paid up all his choyvs, he put money in escrow for you, what do we know? So the halacha is that we don't consider them any of them, right? Even though there is an outstanding choyv to which we don't have evidence that it was paid up, the halacha is that since their any idea is not considered a validation, is not considered as substantiating the tvir of justifying and being mekayim the tvir of Reuven, the halacha is that they do not have to pay. This is the halacha, because when a Yorshim says something in regard to their father's affairs, we don't look at that as an admission which can verify and justify the claim of the tvir, that now he has a stronger claim that he would have than if the mitzvah denied it. In another vein, the Nesivus makes a very interesting point. The Nesivus in Reish Tzadik Aleph, in discussing a shomer who was given something to watch, we'll say in this example a shoyl, because it's more relevant to halacha. A shoyl was given an item to use. Let's say somebody was given a car to use, and the halacha is that if the car breaks down as a mesa machmas malacha, that the shoyl does not have to pay. This is a sugya in Bava Metzia. If the car was stolen, or the car was lost, or the car was lost in any way that was not machmas malacha, the halacha would be that the shoyl would have to pay. What happens if there's a doubt? So the Nesivus and Metzias Paskin that if the person himself who borrowed the car had no way of knowing whether the car broke machmas malacha or due to other factors, the halacha would be that he would be potter. What would be in a case of Reuven borrowing a car from Shimon, and Reuven is not allowed to give it to somebody else? The halacha is that a shoyl is not allowed to be marshaled, the kefetz anishal, to somebody else. But he did it anyways. He violated the halacha and he gave it to somebody else to use. He had a car that was borrowed for a month, and somebody else, a friend of his, asked him if he could use it. He gave it to him for the day. He gave him that car, and then the car died on the second shoyl. The second shoyl now is not available, we can't get the money from him, whatever the case is. Is the first shoyl responsible? Could he walk in the bez and say, look, maybe the car died by the second shoyl, machmas malacha. Maybe the car failed because there was something wrong with the car, in which case the shoyl would be butter. If I would have had the car and I would have had the same doubt, I wouldn't be mechuyev to pay. So maybe I'm mechuyev even when the doubt is on the second shoyl. There the halacha is that since he had no right to give it to the other person, it's considered a pshia. And there the halacha is, he's considered to be an eni yodea imparaiti, and he would be mechuyev to pay. Meaning to say, a regular shomer, the Ktzoyis says, is an eni yodea im nischayavti, because a shomer becomes mechuyev when the car breaks. If the car breaks in a way where the shomer is not mechuyev, it was meisa machmas malacha, there was something wrong with the transmission and the car gave out, it's not the shoyl's fault, the halacha will be that the shoyl will be potter. But if he had already been pesher by giving it to somebody else, he's considered to be a mechuyev already, and therefore he's in any idea in poraiti, since he has an outstanding chiyuv, because he was already pesher in the car that was given to him. Therefore he's mukhuyib, and he can't say that now I don't know whether the car broke in a way that would render me liable. Because if you're mukhuyib, the halacha is any name parayti, we say that the chiv is an outstanding chiv. Says the Nesivis, however, let's say the person died, the yorshim will not be mukhuyib. Because even though the father was negligent, and the father gave the car to somebody else, but since it's only midin any day impraiticho whether the father is mukhuyiv, the children are not mukhuyiv in a similar manner. The children say, yeah, our father did give over the car to somebody else, but we don't know if that car now died on the second shoil because of a fault with the car itself, or because of the fault of the second shoil. Therefore, they will be potter. Was any of them praticha, the admission of, yes, we know that the car was lent to our father, does not strengthen the claim, as we said, of the mashal against the shoil, and therefore they wouldn't be mechuyev to pay. However, says the Nesivis, what happens if the father, who had borrowed the car, gave over the car to somebody who was known to be reckless? In giving over the car to somebody who is known to not take good care of things is considered an act of mazik. He's not mechuyev because he's a shomer and now he can't validate his claim that it wasn't his fault that the chefetz broke. The etzem giving over of the chefetz hanishal to somebody who's considered to be not trustworthy is in and of itself an act of being mazik the car. Giving something to somebody who doesn't trust it is pachas is breaking it. So when the original shomer, who's now not alive, gave over that item to somebody else, the halacha is, since he was negligent, he has an outstanding, he's not mukhuyiv midin toim minitin of any din paraiti. He's mukhuyiv because he has a din of a mazik. The halacha is that when a person is a mazik and he dies, the children are mukhuyiv to take his assets and pay off that hesed. So therefore, this halacha, the yoshim be mukhuyiv because the chiv that lies on them is not midin there saying any idea. It's midin that we know that the father was a mazik by giving it to somebody else. So for instance, somebody who was a lawyer that was given a large sum of money to be used, to be held in escrow, to be used to invest in something, if he's investing, and he gave over the money to somebody who is known to invest in very high risk ventures. So the halacha will be, in certain cases, the person who gave over that money will be considered to be a mazik, since there's a very likely chance that money could disappear, because the person is known to be involved in risky speculation. The halacha will be that the children, not only will he be mechuyev to pay if the whereabouts of the money are no longer known, but if he dies, if that lawyer dies, the yorshim will be mechuyev from his bank account. They're not mechuyev to pay their own money, but whatever money they yash from the father, they will be mechuyev to pay up the father's choyev. Because they're not mechuyev midin any adan pratikah, they're mechuyev midin mazik. If the father is a mazik, the yorshim bear from the father's nechasim the responsibility of making good on the dmei hezik that the father caused.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.